How do we know it's Halloween time? The cobwebs in Brooke's house just became decorations.
Yep.
It's the beginning of our big Halloween week extravaganza.
Okay.
We've got so many treats for our listeners all week long. If you're a fan of the season, you're going to like this.
If you're not.
Yeah. It's fun.
I'm getting into it.
It's just happy and fun.
Yeah.
Just a lot of really cool stuff and only one piece of really bad news. We're already late.
Oh, no!
Yep.
Oh, way to start the week.
It's WCII. Which clip is it? We got two viral sound bites. Only enough time to play one.
Darn it. This time's
going to be a little bit different because both clips are Halloween themed.
Oh,
so whichever ones
like
you don't pick can't be played again next week.
No.
It's
going to
be gone forever.
You deleted off the internet?
Yep. Or at least until next Halloween.
Okay.
So let's just get right to your choices. Your first option is a 25-second clip of a Guns N' Roses lead singer, Axl Rose, describing the Halloween prank he pulls on his neighborhood every single year.
Whoa!
Or,
like Axl Rose?
That's a band, Alexis.
I think I'm sure of them.
No, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah.
Or option two is a 39-second clip of actor Tom Cruise remembering his most embarrassing Halloween moment as a child when something very wrong happened.
Oh, no.
So it's time to vote. Is it Rockstar Prank or Tom Cruise Yank? Alexis.
Tom Cruise Yank.
Oh, no way. I love a good prank. Give me Axl Rose.
All right.
Oh,
Jose.
I gotta go with the most wholesome guy in the world, Tom Cruise.
Yay!
Wholesome? Are you thinking of Tom Hanks?
Yes! Oh, and Tom Cruise? I don't like Tom Cruise!
All right,
no,
Tom Cruise got axed. That means we're gonna hear the sound of Guns N' Roses lead singer Axl Rose describing the Halloween prank he pulls every single year.
We have these Halloween parties, and I decided let's have a Halloween tree. So we did the tree, put the presents. Families come with their little kids, and the little kids stand there. And then I would go, "Wow, you don't have a Halloween tree?"
No.
And then I would give them a present. And then their parents would call me for about 3 months. You son of a...
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, rich guys playing rich people jokes.
Yeah.
and then I'd give them just $10,000 cash.
I gave them a car. Their parents were like,
"Oh, so bad that it's scary."
Yeah.
That was which clip is it? I'm Jeff Hannibal Lichter DeBow.
Now let's
get into your shock collar question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you give the wrong answer, you're going to be punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which song you'd like to hear. Jose, you're drawing a name out because you were the shock caller last. Who'd you get?
Brooke, you ghost to be kidding me.
Okay.
Brooke's going to put on the shock caller. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
You probably didn't know that one very successful horror movie you've all heard of was shot, edited, and printed with the idea that a big Hollywood studio would reshoot it with A-list stars. But when Steven Spielberg secured a copy of the flick, he was too terrified to even finish watching it. He convinced the powers that be to watch the original cut of the film with a live audience before they made their decision. So they did, and half of the packed theater walked out midway. Not because it was bad, but because they were too scared to finish it.
Oh my god!
Name that horror classic.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Steven Spielberg. My very first thought, because it looks like it was, I mean, it was purposely shot in like basically home videos, is what's the witches one where they're in the woods? Blair Witch Project.
The one I was going to tell you about, my thought exactly, I'm with Brooke. I think it's Blair Witch. I know so many people that walked out of that movie.
Not even ones that I know.
Really? Everyone was just like a rumor. Like,
did you see
so
it ever?
Walking out.
Alexis was really little when it came out, but I didn't go see it because I was too scared.
I was also scared
I was going to get motion sick.
A lot of people got nauseous
because the camera's shaking around the whole time.
Yeah.
And you also have to think, because the other thing I'm thinking is if it was this good, like that scary, it's probably got a sequel to it.
I don't know that that's necessarily true because Spielberg made a lot of films that didn't have sequels.
He didn't make this film.
Isn't it?
I don't think you're listening to the question very closely, Brooke. We should probably get it one more time.
Okay, I understood it as like he watched it and they wanted him to remake it, and he's like, "No, we have to do
it
original."
It is, yeah.
One of the most successful horror movies of all time was almost ruined. When the creators showed their movie to producers, the bigwigs thought that reshooting the film and attaching huge names would make a difference. But once Steven Spielberg got his eyes on it and was too terrified to even finish it, they knew they had a hit. What movie am I talking about?
I just thought of another one. Cloverfield. That was the name of it. There's a little tiny, like, tick-like alien or huge aliens or something about it, but many people were like, Cloverfield was ridiculously scary.
Here's the issue for me, is if it was shot without a big production house behind it, you're not going to have amazing special effects.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if someone shot Stephen King's It without having a production behind it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they went out and made it into a movie. Or would you have to have Stephen King's okay in order to do that first?
You're saying the original.
Yeah, like, It was originally done by, you know,
some random indie group.
Because there's not a lot of special effects in It. If you remember the original one, it's like the balloon pops with blood in it.
I don't think it's
you know, it's the clown in the sewer. Oh, it was terrifying.
I don't think it's that scary that like half the audience would watch out. My brother watched it. He's 11.
Well, that bad? Yeah, I think it's that scary.
I mean, I think it's why people are afraid of clowns.
I don't like that Steven Spielberg is the hint, because Steven Spielberg's been around for like 100 years. Yeah. It could be literally any movie at all.
Psycho. I'm like,
could it be National Treasure 3? Because I would have walked out of that movie. That was a terrifying film.
How dare you? National Treasure.
You know where I went? Was Coraline. I hate that movie. That's not the answer. That movie's so scary.
I've never heard of it.
What?
Don't watch it.
The animated movie?
Yeah, it's so scary, guys.
Oh my god, I was
like,
is that a kid's
movie? It's like about an animated doll.
Scary. You walk out.
Animation can be terrifying.
I'm going to give my answer because things are quickly going off the rails right now. I'm going to go with my instinct and go with Blair Witch Project.
Yep.
Thanks to Steven Spielberg being a fraidy cat, one of the most terrifying horror movies of all time went to theaters in its original form and without the distraction of any big time actors. The success of the original that came out in 2009 spawned three more sequels of the same name. And with a budget of only $15,000 and a domestic gross of almost $200 million, it's one of the most profitable films of all time.
It's not the most?
I'm talking about Paranormal Activity.
Oh, that makes so
Doesn't that have Lindsay Lohan in it?
No, the first one was like Blair Witch because it looked like it was so real because it was home security. Wow, that's a great question, Jake.
Hey, thanks, Jose. Yeah. You're
so excited.
Yeah, clearly we're horror movie experts on this show.
Right? Yeah, I thought it was Blair Witch.
So we got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the song Zombie by the Cranberries.
In your head,
head,
zombie, zombie, zombie.
That's your shock collar question
scary,
of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you missed it over the weekend, Hallmark's countdown to Christmas has officially begun.
It's too late. Come on. I've been waiting.
I don't understand this, Jose.
They are a little slow to the game. The first movie that they played was titled You, Me, and the Christmas Trees.
Oh, my God. How did they not have 8 other movies that are titled the same thing just because of the rhyming?
Apparently, that one reunites Wonder Years cast members.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
Wow. Real big throwback there.
Yeah.
And so, there's going to be 41 new holiday films that they're going to air in total this year.
New? How?
Yep. There's one called The Christmas House 2, Deck Those Halls.
Oh, my God. I feel like that could be on a naughty list.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like something that should be
an
adult film?
Yeah.
There's The Nine Kittens of Christmas.
Also sounds...
How do they make a whole movie out of that?
I don't know.
And apparently there's one called Christmas Comes Twice with Moesha.
Okay, again.
Oh, yeah.
Are we in the adult film section?
Yeah.
Or?
I think I might actually watch that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I love me some Moesha.
Yeah. A lot of Christmas films coming out. Is Hallmark going to do any Hanukkah movies at all for Jewish people like me?
Are you sure it's all Christmas and not just holiday?
Yes. I'm waiting for like Deck the Challahs.
Yeah, I like that.
Or the Christmas bagel.
Uh-huh.
You know, spread love and good schmear.
Brilliant. I mean, I think you need to pitch them.
I know. I should probably go just to work for Hallmark.
Instead of 9 kittens, how about 9 dreidels?
I would love it.
I would like to say happy Hanukkah to you, Jeffrey. Yeah,
so
early.
We're just saying, Hallmark, get on it.
Yeah.
And Laser Store. It's coming up next. It's the radio segment that just finished first at an eating competition.
Hey, awesome.
Nice.
But it's not getting any press because it was live reindeer. So.
Oh my god, that sounds horrific. Yeah.
Please tell me they're competing against live reindeer, not eating them.
Don't.
Sorry, Brooke.
Nope, I told you.
Oh no.
It's laser stories.
It's not Rudolph.
A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other eye booger lickers just don't.
Ew.
This first laser
Gross.
Story.
It's a weird start.
This first laser story is out of England. Do you ever have a moment that makes you feel like you're in a horror movie?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, that sound makes me feel like I'm trapped in an elevator with Jose, but when I
walk to my car at night, it's scary.
A man named Stephen Ellis had that exact feeling when he was knocking down a wall in his recently purchased home.
Uh-oh.
Inside was something he was not expecting. It was an old rag doll looking back at him.
Oh, my God!
That is creepy. So creepy.
Here's a picture of what he saw when he broke through his wall.
And dude, old dolls are the scariest dolls.
But it gets worse because the creepy doll had a note with it where the doll introduced itself as Emily.
No!
And it said it killed the original owners.
Oh my god.
And it ended with, I hope you have knives. Sleep well.
No.
Oh! I like that.
Okay. Oh, kill it. Kill the doll.
Is it bad I want to put a wall up in my house just so I can do this for the long joke?
Oh, like for the next homeowners?
Yeah.
The homeowner's friends are spooked, but Steven isn't that bothered by it. Just a little bit.
How?
The doll was found in an area that was recently renovated, so he thinks it was just planted in there a few years ago as a joke.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because sick people like Brooke.
Pretty good.
That's what an evil doll wants you to think.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hopefully it's a joke.
Yeah.
As for the previous owners, Steven tried to reach them, but turns out they could not be located.
They're dead.
A neighbor said that they'd left the country, but did not know anything about the doll or the note.
And then why'd they sell the house and leave the country, guys?
Yeah.
You see? Okay. You see, bro?
Yep, yeah, okay.
Neighbor's a little bit suspicious, too.
Okay.
His next laser story is out of India. 49-year-old Trilachang Guar returned home to his nice suburban neighborhood to discover his absolute worst fear.
Oh, no.
His front door was smashed in and his house had been robbed.
One time I lived in a different city and my house got robbed and coming home to like that is just the worst feeling in the whole world. It's so scary.
And you're like, well, now time to inspect to see what they took.
Yeah.
Oh no.
The thieves were long gone and had taken about $400 in cash. Some jewelry was missing.
Wow.
But in a surprise twist, they left a note.
Oh.
Why? Okay. Why would you ever leave any evidence?
Maybe they wanted to say thank you, Jose.
It said,
nice robbers.
The note said, why was the house locked when there was hardly any money? Yep. The criminals actually used Trilachang's notepad and pen to insult him about not having enough cash to make the robbery even worth it.
You're broke. Sell your locks for more money.
So funny. That, you know, when my house did get broken into, it was when I was really poor, and they had a garbage bag full of my old clothes and then just gave up and left them in the garage. They literally ended up taking nothing.
They just take them over to Goodwill or something.
A local news station in India shared the note on social media where it quickly went viral.
Oh, boy.
And one commenter said, only in India can you get scolded by thieves who break into your home. Police have launched an investigation, but so far have not found the criminals.
Oh, that's cold.
Okay.
This next laser story is out of Belgium. There's a lot of strange baby names out there these days. You know, you got Apple and North, however you pronounce Elon Musk's kid's name.
Yeah
I have no idea.
One family in Belgium might have just outdone all those celebrity babies.
Really?
The parents' names are Gwenny and Marino.
Okay.
And years ago, when they had their first child, they decided to name it Alex.
Oh.
Common. That's pretty common name. Yeah.
And then they thought it'd be fun for their next baby to have a similar name.
Okay.
So when he was born, they called him Axel.
Oh. All right.
What they did is, using the same four letters as Alex, they just switched them around to A-X-E-L.
Okay.
11 children later.
What?
Oh my
they
gosh.
Never stopped.
No way.
What do you mean?
Other than Alex and Axel, their other kids are named Xella, Lexa, Sale, X-A-E-L.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Sale.
Seal, Exla.
Oh my gosh.
Leax.
No.
Sale spelled X A L E. Elax. And.
No.
Alx.
Alx? They're
spelled A L X E.
Double rainbow.
So they just use the same four letters for every single name.
Yep, and guess what? The couple's expecting their 12th child soon.
No!
And yes, they plan on using the same method as they used for all their previous kids.
Dude, I would want to be named Lou. You know, L-E-A-U-X.
Oh, yeah. It's,
L-E-A-S.
Yeah.
It's like,
what's that? What am I thinking? What's that culture?
It's like Louisiana Cajun style.
French is, I believe, the language you guys are going for.
I think Louisiana did it first.
French, it's French Creole. That's what I was looking for.
And they have 13 variations left, they say.
That's it?
They haven't decided which one of them to go with yet.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
Whatever one they go with.
Can you imagine when they're getting called for dinner? Alex, Axel, Axel, Axel. Dinner's ready.
You just pronounce X for a very long time, and I think they all come, Jose.
This next laser story is out of Food News.
Ooh, yay.
There's nothing worse than going to a restaurant and witnessing a Karen in full meltdown mode, complaining about how they only got one parsley garnish on her plate instead of two.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Imagine being a server. Oh, man. Yuck.
That is, unless you like that kind of drama. And if you do, there's a new place just for you.
What?
It's called Karen's Diner.
Yeehaw! They're just going to lean into it.
At Karen's, guests are encouraged to complain about rude staff and kick up a fuss about poor service.
I love it.
And most importantly, they're definitely encouraged to abruptly stand up and demand to speak to a manager.
Who wants to work there, though?
Not me.
And they're going to have like 30 managers.
Oh, my God. They're going to have like mental therapy for all the staff.
Oh, yeah.
Counselors.
It just opened its doors in Sydney, Australia, and the owner says, "Don't worry, you'll definitely have something to complain about when you come in." And bonus, if your name is actually Karen, you even get free non-alcoholic drinks as long as you bring your ID to prove it.
Don't want to give a real Karen alcohol.
No, show. No. Yeah. Give
you know there'll be one Karen that forgets their ID. All hell breaks loose.
If you're wondering, people are loving it so far.
Really?
It's so popular that they're now opening two more locations in Melbourne and Brisbane.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
That sounds terrible.
What do you mean? I think that sounds kind of fun.
I think that's fun.
I don't need that energy in my life, Jeffrey.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
So your husband has to take it all. You're not going to give it out to anybody else. You just bring it home. That's fine. No word yet on whether or not if the Karen Diner is going to be coming to North America. But you know what? If that upsets you, go ahead.
Okay.
Ask to speak to the manager about it.
Can you see Brooke coming in? Excuse me, but I am a nice person. And I don't appreciate you guys making us be mean.
It just makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I get it. I bet a lot of people would.
Yeah.
It'd be a fun, like, one time.
Excuse me, waitress. There's a turtle in my salad.
That's not good.
He's eating a lettuce leaf and he's doing despicable things to the cherry tomatoes.
I actually think you should speak to a manager about that.
I'm pretty sanitary.
That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We got a brand new phone tap coming up at 7:20. You're not going to want to miss. But first, sexy kittens.
Oh. Whoa.
Sexy shower curtains.
What?
Huh. Big sexy bowl of spaghetti.
Oh, now we're talking.
There's a lot of sexy going on over the weekend.
Dude, I love meatballs.
And that's because Halloween parties were in full effect.
Yeah!
Okay.
But even with all that sexiness going on, apparently some of those people weren't quite sexy enough because they were given the number to our loser line. Oh, man. Feels so bad for that sexy bowl of spaghetti.
Yeah. It was a bolognese, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But a brand new batch of Halloween-themed loser line calls are coming up with a loser line at 7:10.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
It's a special Halloween-themed edition of the loser line today.
Okay.
Meaning every voicemail message that we received is from somebody who met a random hottie this past weekend while attending a Halloween party or a family gathering?
No, I hope not.
That's scary in a different way.
Yeah.
For example, if you're at a spooky nightclub and a guy dressed as a mummy approaches you and uses this charming pickup line,
excuse me, miss.
What?
You look like Cleopatra with cleavage.
Oh.
And that makes my downstairs area rise from the dead.
Oh. No!
Oh.
I mean, it's a good mummy line. Yeah.
Really good.
After he says that.
If said that, it'd be like, you got some problems down there. Yeah. Huh?
Whatever you do, don't hurl a pumpkin at his head.
Because I'm going to dodge it.
Instead, tell him that you want to bob for his apple.
Oh, that's when you give him the number to the loser line.
So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Lisa. It's from Jeff's Halloween party last night. I was just wondering how you were doing today. Maybe you had a bit of a hangover from that spooky juice. I sure do. Well, that's not why I'm calling you, but I just want to let you know that I had an amazing time last night. I've never made out with a sexy centaur lady before. that was the first time I've ever made out with a creature like that. And it's just kind of weird me rubbing my fingers through your fur and feeling your horns, but I kind of liked it. I'm not going to lie. I'm wondering if you liked it. I think you did. I think we both like making out with each other's faces, but there's just one, just kind of wondering this one thing, and it's very, very weird, and I probably not, I have to ask you, when I was making out with you, the way you, your costume is all set up, was there somebody in the back of it while we were making out? I swear to God, I saw the back of your costume move, but I don't know, it could have been, it could have been the spooky juice, you never know. So can you call me and tell me, was there somebody in the back of your costume?
Next message.
Oh! Is it bad that I feel like he deserves that answer?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say that he wasn't into having that third person in there. Maybe he wanted them to join into that weird makeup.
That's what I'm saying. Technically, that's a three-way kiss.
Right.
Dude, technically.
Who gets forced into the butt of a centaur costume?
I feel like I would somehow.
Yeah, good like, point, Jose.
You guys be like, come on and be funny. And I'm like, oh, people will laugh? Yeah. Let's do it.
Next message.
Hey, Brent. This is Tom. I'm at the pumpkin patch you told me to meet you at around 12 o'clock midnight. I actually been here for like 15 minutes. Where the heck are you? Like, you gonna have me waiting out here like some soggy brown shit? I really don't understand. Like, I'm sitting here around these pumpkins, sitting here on the farm. I don't know if the farmer's gonna see me. Like, I may go to jail. You already know I'm on probation. I ain't trying to go to jail. So, I'm here for another 10 minutes. And that's all. And I'm out. Like, I'm not going to jail for waiting for a chick in a pumpkin patch. That's some bullshit.
Oh my God.
I feel it, bro.
Dude, when he made the Charlie Brown reference, my heart went out to him.
Oh,
I'm like, you are Charlie Brown.
That was cold to send him out there to a pumpkin patch at midnight.
Well, this is the time of year you would actually fall for that, because that sounds like an activity.
Yeah, but he's on probation. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. For sure, those were his famous last words.
Yeah.
Might be in a headline soon.
Yeah.
Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's weirding you out around the Halloween times. Have them call us and leave a weird voicemail that we can play, like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Jessica. This is I was a guy dressed up as Zeus the other night at the club when we met. Loved your mermaid costume, by the way. Anyway, I was just calling because you gave me your number, and I was really excited about meeting you. I really liked you, but I looked up your horoscope. I remember you told me you were Libra, and I got to tell you, I love the fact that you're into astrology. We have so much in common. But I got bad news. I just want to read this to you real quick. It says, nobody struggles with Jekyll and Hyde syndrome more than a Libra. As you're torn between sticking with someone from your past or someone from your future. And this means to me that you've still got someone else in your life and you're deciding between them or someone else. I just don't want to be a part of that. I don't mean to sound cruel. I know where this is going. It's written in the stars, and I just can't do it. So as much as I liked you, I got to say goodbye.
Next message.
Wow. He just
irony-ish.
Talked himself out of that. So
yeah.
That means if you ever want to be like not attractive to someone, you just need to be a Libra.
I guess. You could also just go to a different website and it probably says you're compatible.
Yeah, literally.
As a Libra, I was very, very offended by
that.
But at the same time, I did kind of like it.
Okay. Yeah, you tried to balance things,
yeah,
didn't you?
I do kind of have that Jekyll and Hyde thing going, I guess.
Interesting.
Next message.
Hey, Jessica, it's again. I met you at house party. I was the clown and you were that hot pirate. Anyway, we seem to be getting along great. but you're not calling me back, and I think I know what's going on. I'm really sorry. I feel like I need to apologize to you. I had a lot to drink, and it came down on me like a ton of bricks. And, well, what I did to that pumpkin, there's no excuse for it. I mean, on Halloween, it's about kids and stuff, and to think that you saw me in a pumpkin, what the is wrong with me? Look, I really want you to call me back. If you give me another chance, I promise I'll never crap in a pumpkin again.
You know, I thought he did something different in a pumpkin.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Wow. Yes.
I think both are unacceptable.
Okay, yeah. No.
You wouldn't get the loser line either way.
There's no coming back.
Just anything
that.
In a pumpkin is a bad idea.
Just leave them alone.
Especially when you're dressed as a clown.
Right. Unless the pumpkin comes on to you first.
No, it's allowed.
No, never.
Never.
I think so.
Wow. Harsh crowd today. But remember, you can listen to Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Halloween week on the show. And we're celebrating that by doing a bunch of our regular segments with a spooky Halloween theme.
All right.
Like today's phone tap, where we call a woman who's the reigning champ of her company's annual costume contest. And she's won 4 years in a row.
Wow.
But now she's about to get some competition.
Uh-oh. Right.
Yep, Brooke is posing as the cocky new employee at her company who's set on taking her down.
Not far stretch from who I am, really.
No. Yeah.
So let the Halloween snark fest begin.
Here we go.
With your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello, this is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. This is Pauline in accounting. I'm new here. I don't think we've met before.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so. Hi, it's really nice to meet you or phone meet you.
Yeah, well, same. So I just wanted to say the reason I'm calling is because I heard the company is doing some sort of like Halloween party this Friday with a potluck and costumes.
Oh, yeah, we do that every year. It's really fun.
Oh, yeah. I was talking with some people and they said you won last year.
Yeah, I was Marty McFly on a hoverboard, so I took the grand prize.
Oh, yeah. I saw a picture. I wasn't impressed.
Oh, thank you.
No, I said I was not impressed.
Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah, the wig was bad. And huh? I mean, the vest wasn't even the right color. And the hoverboard... It looked like it was made out of cardboard.
Well, it was, but I put like 5 layers of paint on it.
Mm. Yeah, to me, your Marty McFly looked more like a roughed up Melissa McCarthy. Just my take.
I mean, I'm really sorry. Did I miss something? Because I thought we just met. Do we have some kind of a problem?
Well, that depends. The last 2 companies I worked for, I won first prize costume every year.
Wow, you really seem to think you're a big deal, huh?
Just clever. Last year I went as identity theft. Taped a bunch of different names all over my body.
Well, I guess good for you.
Good is an understatement. It was great for me and my trophy case.
And
back when I was pregnant, I painted my belly to look like the Star Wars Death Star. Huge hit. Never even seen the movie.
Okay.
Then the next year, I dressed up like I was in the 1950s, put a bullet hole in my shirt, and dressed up my baby in a Batman costume, and then like let him crawl all over me. Blood everywhere.
What?
You remember when the Joker shot Batman's parents and then Batman witnessed it?
What is wrong with you? That is really messed up.
Oh, look who's talking, Mrs. Marty McFailure. Yeah, trust me, it was a huge hit.
So you just called me to rub in my face that you're going to beat me at the office Halloween party.
No, honey. I called to warn you, okay? I think it's probably a good idea if actually you just drop out completely. You know, save yourself from the embarrassment.
Okay, that is not going to happen. Like, Halloween is my thing. I am not going to give it up for Ms. I'm new to accounting.
You know the good news about my department and yours? We have the same office fridge. So I'd be a little careful with your lunch today.
Mm-hmm. What?
Wouldn't want you to get sick eating that salad. Oh, that would be terrible right before the big contest.
Whoa. So you are threatening to poison me over a workplace costume contest. Is that what just happened?
I just said, be careful. I care about my new coworkers.
This is bullshit. You don't call someone up out of the blue and say that.
Oh, would you rather me just say, enjoy second place? Would that have been better?
Oh, yeah. All right. Come at me. Bring your best because this is on.
Oh,
Yeah, like, I'm going to paint my big belly at the Death Star and win, or have my baby roll around in blood. It's such a winning idea. What the f*** is wrong with you? You are sick.
This is exactly how your friend Tango said you'd react if I kept pushing you.
Don't even try to bring my friend Tango into this. This is between you and me.
Okay. I'm just saying I don't work with you. This is Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're just doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, God. I can't even believe this. Like, I just went off on you like that. I'm so sorry.
You are competitive.
I mean, I thought it was real. I thought you were coming at me. My gosh, you're so convincing.
You're totally going to steal one of my costume ideas, aren't you? Come on. The Batman one's pretty good with the dead parrot and the baby and the blood.
I mean, it's so twisted, but I probably would vote for that. It's so messed up, but it's so like so on it at the same time.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Picture you're sitting down at a table when suddenly a handsome man approaches you. He's wearing a dark suit in an Italian fit. Okay. He makes intense eye contact and then says in his deepest, most masculine voice, "Tell me, what do you want?"
Dang!
Alexis, stop making that noise.
Before you can even tell him your deepest, darkest desires, he puts his finger up to your lips and says, shh.
Oh.
Maybe you want to hear today's specials first.
What?
Yes. The man is your waiter.
Oh.
And while most women probably wouldn't have the cojones to ask this guy out, one lady did. And not only did it work, but he ended up back at her apartment. And now he's so desperate to see her again.
Whoa.
The waiters actually turn to us for help.
Dude, she's got some moves.
She does. You'll hear it in your brand new second date update next.
Second date update.
Jose, you used to work in the fine dining industry as a server.
I did.
Did you ever get a woman's phone number while you were on the job?
Ooh.
Like, she asked, "Ooh, what's the tastiest thing at the restaurant?" And you were like, "Oh, you're talking to him."
Oh, that is good.
Sauce on the side, baby.
And just like the rest of the fish, I am out of season, actually.
Yeah.
Probably a bad month.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, Ricky, sent us an email saying he met a woman while he was waiting on her table.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I always thought it was, like, corny to leave your number.
Totally,
you know,
but that's smooth,
and it's risky,
man.
Too.
Whatever he did, it led to a date.
Wow.
And so, I don't know. Let's ask him about it. Ricky, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Thank you guys for actually having me.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. I'm hoping she tipped you as well as left her phone number, right?
Yeah, she did. It would have totally defeated the purpose if she didn't, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, here's your phone number, but you're cheap.
Yeah.
Well, what's her name?
So her name is Lena.
Lena, okay. And so how did you guys...
Funny, I used to work with a girl named Lena.
Oh, my gosh.
She got fired for serving someone underage.
Oh.
Anyway, hi, Lena, if you're listening, shout out to you.
Kind of checks out. She could be out there hitting on waiters now.
It could be her. Well, like...
No, it's not her.
So how did this interaction happen?
So I guess she was having a girls' night with a bunch of her friends. They came to the restaurant I work at, and I always feel really confident when I'm at work. So I thought she was cute, and I kind of flirted a little bit. You know, and it seemed to be going well.
Nice.
But after they left, her phone number is sitting on the back of their receipt.
Nice.
Oh, attaboy.
And, bro, you're right. I worked fine dining. I don't know if you do, but we wore, like, nice button-ups and ties and stuff.
See, you look handsome.
I feel, well.
And then once you leave the restaurant, it's like,
that 12-hour shift was awful.
I'm surprised you actually called the number. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was, too, because I'm honestly super nervous when it comes to dating.
Okay.
So it helped that you were at work and comfortable.
Yeah. This is a big leap for you.
What'd you end up doing for your date?
So we made plans to just go out and eat at a different place.
Yeah, good choice.
Okay.
And what was it like that first meeting? Because now you're not doing the waiter thing. You don't have that role of confidence anymore.
And I definitely didn't.
Oh, no, bro.
What happened?
Yeah, I was so nervous. Like, going to her house, first, it was just hard to find her house. But what was strange was we were planning to go out and get dinner. but she actually invited me to her place first.
Oh, okay.
Like to get ready, like together. Or...
See, and you know, I wasn't expecting to do anything first date, but I mean, I would not have been opposed.
That's like every dude.
So, did you like actually go in and like have a drink with her beforehand, or did you guys just meet there and then leave?
Oh, we did. We actually hung out at her house, and we just kind of talked. We got to know each other, and somehow got on the topic of ghost stories.
Oh,
wait, hold on. Like ghost stories or like real ghost stories? Because some people have experienced ghosts.
Yeah, we both talked, and mine, it wasn't anything crazy. It's just that I think my current place used to be haunted.
Oh, so it is like a personal,
like
okay.
Ghost stories, yeah.
There is something to ghost stories, though, that like gets your energy going, it gets the adrenaline pumping, and that can be really good for a date.
True.
Yeah, I kind of thought so, too. I just told her that, like, I was cooking one day, and something in my cabinet above me fell and hit my head. And that was just weird.
That just sounds like you don't organize your cabinets.
Yeah. I thought they said ghost stories, not poorly constructed furniture in your house.
Yeah. Right. But I work at a restaurant because I want to be my own chef one day. I want to make my own restaurant.
Nice.
Yeah, so I know how to organize my cabinet.
I mean, was she into that? Like, or was she like, oh, God, and what is this kook thinking,
Yeah, I mean, she seemed pretty into it and whatever. But then after we told the story, she was like, we ended up staying at her house for like 2 hours.
Whoa,
that was like the date then.
Yeah, she was like, wow, we kind of stayed here a lot longer than I thought we would.
Okay, so you bonded over the ghost stories.
Yeah, I guess so, because then she was like, I kind of don't want to go out anymore. She said she thinks that she wants to go to bed. I was like, okay, cool.
With you or without you?
Yeah, that's the important part.
I can't tell if she's into this or not.
Yeah, is she saying, I'm going to bed, goodbye, or is she saying, I'm going to bed, come here?
It was the first one.
Oh. Okay, it's okay.
She said she wanted to go to bed alone. And I was like, not cool.
I got to emphasize it.
It's like you didn't scare her with the ghost stories. She was fine with that.
Why do you think she had such a change of heart?
The thing is, I can't figure that out. I mean, now I think it might just be that I was super nervous. I mean, even that story, I don't even know why I told it. Mm-hmm. What am I doing rambling on about my house being haunted? Ooh, Candyman. Like, just...
Candyman. Okay, so maybe you just feel like you weren't at your best self.
Right.
I mean, have you tried to get in touch with her since that night?
Yeah, I've tried to text.
Huh. It is weird since she initiated the attraction. She was attracted to you. She thought you were hot at one point.
Mm-hmm. And it's also weird because they were telling ghost stories, and now she has ghosted. Or maybe it's not weird at all. Maybe it's totally normal.
No,
we'll just have to call her and find out. We'll play a song. We'll come back, and we'll try and get your second date update right after this, all right?
Thanks.
All right, hold on, Rick. Is it okay on a first date to tell a real-life ghost story that happened to you?
I don't know. Yeah, if it's like a ghost-telling date.
Yeah, you got to read the other side.
Yeah.
Because one of our listeners, Ricky, did that. He was in the kitchen when mysteriously a big jar of protein fell off the shelf, and it hit him right in the head.
Spooky.
Was it an anti-bodybuilding ghost?
Oh, gym ghost.
Or was Ricky high on shrooms?
Why would Jeffy do that?
I mean, he works in the restaurant industry, Brooke.
Yeah, he's high on something.
Yeah, those guys do a lot of stuff. I don't know.
You don't mean Chanterelle's.
No. I do know is that Lena is not calling him back after they kicked it at her apartment.
Yeah.
And so he wants our help. Ricky, what's going on? You tripping right now?
No, I am tripping over her calling me back.
That was good, Ricky. That was good.
He's like, also, I think the phone's going to bite me.
I mean, in the off chance that she was actually really tired and actually needed to go to bed, like I've been there before.
Sure.
Did she give you any indication that she wanted to see you again?
Not really.
Okay.
So that's not an option, Brooke.
Yeah. She was like, I swear, I will text you in the morning or I'll call you on Friday.
I still say that if I don't mean it anyways. I don't think there's any
valid.
Right. Great point.
Well, the prospects aren't looking great, but we're still going to give this a shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to dial Lena's phone number right now. You ready, ma'am?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Lena?
Yeah, this is Lena. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I have a very exciting opportunity for you if you're interested.
What is it? Where are you calling from?
From a morning radio show?
You sound like a scam call.
You really do. Well, I have an opportunity for you.
Well, we do. We have the opportunity for you to go out on a date with one of our listeners.
Where did you get my number from?
Yeah, okay. She's That's not interested.
I got the number from the listener, and you've already been out on a date with him. So that's good news. His name's Ricky.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a prank call?
No.
No.
No, that's going to come later in the show.
Yeah, no.
No, this is something we do called a second date update, where we help our listeners get in touch with people after they've gone out on a date with them.
I mean, I thought you said this was a good opportunity. This doesn't sound like a good opportunity.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we spoke with Ricky, and he seems like a really good guy to us.
I mean, honestly, we do a lot of these, and Ricky seems super chill.
Yeah,
like, I would hang out with him on the weekend. Go get a beer with him. He seems like a good guy.
Wow, don't tell your husband.
I'm just telling you. Like, he seems really cool.
Back off, if you say no, then Brooke's going to jump on it. So.
I just mean that, like, sometimes the people who call in are kind of creepy, or I don't
you
know.
Tell.
He just seemed awesome.
Did we read it wrong, Lena? Like, how did you feel about it?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't have gone out with him unless I was attracted to him, and he's a nice looking guy, and he's really polite. So that I will agree that is not something that you can easily find these days, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And he told us that you guys went out on a date, which ended up being at your place the entire time. Like, was that on purpose?
That he told you all this? That's weird. Well, kind of. I mean, I thought that if we would meet at the restaurant, like, I'd be late. So I just figured, come meet at my place while I finish getting ready. And
why would you be late if you met him at the restaurant?
I'm like always running late, and okay. I mean, and I just like redecorated, so I don't know. I kind of want to show it off a little bit, I guess.
Okay, that's cute.
Fun to have
so
you.
What?
Okay.
What went wrong? Why didn't you go to the restaurant?
I don't know. I kind of knew like we overstayed in my apartment like longer than I had anticipated, but like an hour and a half in, I already pretty much knew I had to like call it quits.
Why? What?
So we were sitting in like my living room area, just chatting, and I went to get up to just refresh our drinks and popped my head in just to peek and just make sure he was okay before I came back. And he was like face down on the floor, crawling around, laying there, like looking for something, like looking underneath my furniture.
What?
Did he drop his phone?
What?
Did you ask him what he was doing?
No, that just gave me weird vibes. Like, I felt like a little bit personally violated. Like, I felt like he was snooping because it was very apparent to me that he didn't drop anything. We were sitting in one spot, but he was kind of like maneuvering around the living space just hunting.
What?
Hunting.
Well, maybe there's a logical explanation for it. Maybe he was just down on the floor looking around for your ghost in your apartment.
Your floor ghost?
Oh my god, I found a couch ghost.
I mean, his ghost hides up in his like cabinet where his spices are. You don't know where they like to hide out.
Floor ghost and the dust bunnies, BFFs.
Yeah.
I mean, but he was like really looking. I mean, like looking deep behind the couch and then the entertainment area. I mean,
that's so weird.
Aren't you dying to know what he was looking for?
No, I just thought it was crazy. I mean, it's like, it felt like that feeling you get when somebody's looking through your phone and you don't give them permission to.
Yeah.
Like,
someone's like looking through your stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you might not be curious, Lena, but I really am curious. And so I'm just going to ask him, Ricky, what were you doing snooping around on the floor of Lena's apartment?
Oh, my God. I really wish you would ask.
Yeah, because Lena, I didn't tell you this, but Ricky's been on the other line listening this entire time.
Yeah, like, are you guys from a radio station? Are you guys buddies? Like, who's calling? Like,
yeah, no. That's how this works. We have the listener on the other line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I wasn't looking for anything. I wasn't snooping around your apartment. I recently got into this type of like a workout, more like a full body stretch thing where you crawl on all fours, because moving around like that makes it to where you have to use every bit of your body to move effectively.
I'm not even lying. It's like I do it in my little Nike Hit app thing, and it's like a bear crawl where you lift your knees up off the ground and then you do four back, four forward to the side.
I've seen this too.
You did that in the middle of the date?
Yeah, I was super nervous, and it just helps me feel better. And so when you went to go get drinks, I was like, okay, I think I'm messing this up. And then I looked at your space. I was like, okay, I could probably just knock a quick little crawl out here. And just...
Oh,
wow.
You're like the dude that does push-ups before he goes on a date.
Weird
so you're
time
being...
and place.
All right, so there you go. Lena, he was working out for you.
I honestly, I'm sorry. Like, I've never in my life heard of such a thing. I work out.
I swear in my life. It's part of, like, the HIIT workouts I've been doing.
Yeah, it's crazy that I know what this is.
Yeah, and Lena, I promise I would not have been able to spend enough money to get the radio station to lie for me.
Actually, we're pretty cheap. We would have done it for
you. Yeah.
I mean, like, listen, I'm not like a narrow-minded person. I accept that there is some type of creepy workout that looks like...
creepy workout?
I just think that maybe next time you should ask somebody if you could work out in their living room. I don't know.
That'd be weirder.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not very sexy. Hey, do you mind if I work out real quick while you make a drink?
Yeah, I just didn't want to be weird.
Yeah. I didn't even think about how weird that would look for you because I'm normally just at my house alone when I do it. And now I'm like, oh, yeah. I look like a thief on his first day. Well, That's not what I wanted to look for you.
Yeah.
Lena, were you missing anything when he left? Have you noticed anything gone or anything?
Not as, like, any material artifacts. I mean, the only thing I was missing was, like, my remote control for a little bit, but then I eventually found it, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw it down there, but I didn't want to grab it. I thought that might be...
He's so respectful.
He's got boundaries, Lena.
But he's right.
I really think you should go out with him one more time. And if you do, then we're going to pay for it.
All right, because you're paying for it and you're vouching for the fact that this weird workout exists.
Yes. I am
willing to take a free meal for it.
All right.
Hey.
Yay. Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I think Ricky's so cute.
I know. Now you guys can go out to Jack in the Box and crawl around on the floor there together.
Hey, there's also
Ricky,
a remote down here.
Sound good? You're going to teach her?
Oh, yeah. That way we can look weird together.
Oh, yay. The cornerstone of any good relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
I think, actually, we should all get down on the floor right after this and get our abs in
check. I'm okay. I can teach you how.
Okay, yeah. Brooke will lead it. Congratulations, guys.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
A creepy clown on stilts.
No.
A masked guy with a chainsaw. On stilts.
That's kind of impressive, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy cloud painter Bob Ross. On stilts.
Wait. That's not even...
The least scary thing in the world.
We're not at a stilt factory. We're inside the scariest and tallest haunted house.
The tallest?
In the world.
Must be 8 feet to enter.
Really high ceilings.
And you know what? Even if I am exaggerating... I'm on radio.
Yeah, you are.
So who cares? I could say whatever.
You can.
I am cousins with Jay-Z, after all.
Okay, you're not.
And my teeth are made of pure kryptonite.
Okay.
That's how I killed Superman when we had our New Year's Eve kiss.
How did we get here?
This is just who I am.
Okay. I mean, you're putting the Jay in Jeffrey.
That's right. But you know what? This, what I'm about to say here, is an actual fact.
Okay.
Brand new What You Doing at the Haunted House coming up at 8:10 on stilts.
Okay.
We've done a lot of different things on this show. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We've interviewed convicted felons over at the courthouse. Mm-hmm. We've gotten audio from drunken tailgaters outside sporting events.
Yeah.
I've even recorded audio near a freeway exit after midnight to ask the question, what are you doing in this highway restroom?
Okay. We did not play that.
Okay. It never made it to air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Producer said it was too hot. Too hot for radio.
Well, then you took video, bro.
Yeah. Well, you can go find that online if you'd like. But recently, we tried something a little bit different. We sent Jose and Alexis to one of the scariest haunted houses in the area.
Oh,
just to ask the guests there a simple question. What you doing at the haunted house?
What you doing at the haunted house?
It is our first date.
This is your first date?
Yeah, it's our first date ever.
I was just going to ask, is this your girlfriend? Yeah. You guys are like a cute couple. Wait, you just said yeah, bro. I don't want to call you out, but...
This is a question for her. Are you my girlfriend?
You know, For the radio, yes.
Okay. Right. We're not off to a good start, but we'll try to like edit that for you. So I'll send it to you, and it'll say
hesitation. Clip out that hesitation.
A clown just hopped up on us. Okay. You made a noise.
A lot going on there.
Jose, were you near a four-year-old girl in that clip?
No, I didn't expect it in a scary, like,
oh, that's wow. Your screen.
Yes, that was my screen.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I
wasn't
died.
Expecting it. I was working in the middle of an interview, and a clown jumped me.
Okay. I was all into hearing about their date.
Yeah. Me too.
I don't know how, why, who? Thought of sending him the most scary person yeah. ever.
And this is happening outside of the haunted
yeah,
house.
We're
this
not
isn't
even
inside.
In. You know, exactly. I wasn't expecting anything scary.
You did unintentionally help wingman for that dude on his date because
thank
when that
you.
Girl heard you like scream and shriek like that, she was like, "Oh, I'm so with true. The manliest guy ever
you're
over
right.
here."
Yeah.
What you doing at the haunted house?
Trying to pick up chicks.
Oh, you're here to pick up the ladies. Is this a good spot for that?
We'll see when we go inside. I've heard there's some pretty crazy stuff in there.
Are you going for like the women that are dressed up in costume or just like other guests here?
I'm hoping for the ones inside of the haunted house, to be honest.
Oh, the ones that are dressed up in character.
Oh my God, yeah.
Then what's your monster type?
I like bloody.
Bloody monsters. Like bloody clowns, bloody vampires. Like what are we talking?
I hope she's a vampire because I'm looking for any thirsty girl here.
That's actually
okay.
a good line.
That was
yeah. I mean, that's weird though.
Yeah.
I'm going to
yeah.
say that is a red flag.
Well,
you think so? If you want your women to be bloody, I wouldn't recommend yeah. going, especially like.
Yeah. Hang out by the ER in the hospital where they're wheeling people in. That's where you're going to meet your type of lady.
When he said he was there for girls, I thought like, oh, scared girls that are vulnerable. Yeah, no, I didn't know he meant like the monsters.
No, yeah. He's taking his first date out to a deserted cabin. I'm just saying, you're not coming back from that.
What you doing at the haunted house?
You know, trying to get a little bit scared.
You're trying to get scared.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Well, when I walked up to you, you asked if it was scary in there.
Yeah,
no. Are you all? Why do you want to know?
Because I'm trying to see what I'm, you know, looking forward to. You know, so see if I'm gonna get scared. You know, I got the liquor in here real quick, trying to get.
Bro, you just pulled up a Mountain Dew, but it's all brown. That doesn't look like a Mountain Dew.
Is that cognac?
Oh.
Yeah.
So why? Why? What are you most scared of, bro?
Clowns.
Oh, you know that's pretty popular. You're probably going to see a clown or two.
Yeah.
So what's your reaction going to be when you see a clown, he comes out?
I'm going to get up out that bitch.
Would you actually, you know how they have an emergency exit? Would you do an emergency exit? You're here in front of all your friends, it looks like.
I paid $30 for this. I ain't wasting that.
Okay, so no matter how bad it gets in there, like, you're not leaving.
Yeah, no.
What if you, like, really get stabbed?
I'm leaving.
Okay. There are some exceptions.
He changed his mind pretty quick on that.
I just like his answer. No, I mean, I paid $30 for this. Like,
yeah.
For real.
We got the whole long haul.
Right.
I hear him on that. Honestly, yeah. Man who's good with his money.
You're invested, you know? Literally.
I just wet myself, but it's okay because I'm only $15 into this thing.
Yeah.
Right,
Brooke's just yelling, it's all inclusive.
I want to meet the one guy who would stay after getting stabbed.
Oh, oh wow. Yeah.
He's like, this is what I came for.
Wow, yeah, this is very real.
Yeah.
Why, I drank the cognac. I can't feel anything. Yeah.
What you doing at the haunted house?
Gonna get scared.
Have you been here before? Have you done one of these?
I have not been to one in probably 5 years, so no. No, I have not.
Okay, what's your biggest fear going into this?
Clowns.
There's going to be some clowns in there, and there's a clown that actually just walked by. What are you going to do when one of them comes up to you in this house?
Stab them.
You're going to stab the clown in the house?
Yes, with my nails.
Oh, you got some long nails there.
What?
Why do you think that these things excite you? Like, why do you like these?
Because I'm a redheaded Aries, and I like dark, twisted things.
You're an Aries? Can you explain more?
Yeah, I'm an Aries and a double Scorpio. So, like, yeah, dark.
You can be two things?
Well, like, your, like, moon and your rising and your sun. I don't really know. I just know the app tells me I'm an Aries. Aries, Scorpio.
I got to get that app.
Oh, I'm an Aries, Scorpio, Leo, Taurus. Yeah.
Can you explain more? She meant to say no.
Yeah.
She meant to say no.
I can't explain more once this refreshes.
Yeah. Moon, the sun, the stars.
What you doing at the haunted house?
We're just chilling, coming in and getting spooked.
You guys just got out, and I could tell right away.
Yeah, we're spooked. Yeah, that's for sure.
You look kind of shook, my guy.
Yes, 100%.
What was that experience like? Describe it just shortly.
Bonding experience.
Yeah, a bonding experience.
We went through some together.
Wow.
I got a splinter. Splinter, yeah.
And anything for you? Are you okay?
My blood pressure's up a little bit, but.
Okay, so he's got a splinter. You got high blood pressure.
Yeah.
What do you do next?
We go home and smoke some weed.
That's what brothers do.
Yeah. Checks out.
Alexis, you were with Jose. Did he go back with them to their car after that?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay.
He stopped the interview for it.
But now we're all brothers.
Yeah.
Even the creepy clowns were in on that car, that hot box. Everybody got in on it.
30 of us came out of it.
That's what you're doing at the haunted house.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooke's box.
We're celebrating Halloween week on the show.
Ooh.
And there was a lot of costume parties that happened over the weekend. So we're going to have a brand new batch of spooky Halloween voicemails with the loser line.
Yes.
That's going to be coming up at 9:10. But first, let's talk to today's Win Brooks Bucks contestant. Her name's Jessica from Spanaway. What's up, Jessica?
Hello.
Are you dressing up for Halloween or have you already?
I'm not. Halloween is probably my least favorite holiday.
Oh, okay.
What?
Finally, who someone are tells you? The truth.
What don't you like about it? Is it too scary for you?
I don't like clowns.
This is clown season. It really is clown season. That is so funny.
All right. Well, I guess we all support you now, Jessica. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio. While that happens, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. Today is World Opera Day. Soprano is the highest voice type in opera. What's the second highest?
Alto.
Which state produces the majority of America's lobsters?
Alaska.
When referring to military airplanes, what does the B stand for in B-52?
Pass.
What famous crooner was nicknamed Old Blue Eyes?
Pass.
Which place goes by the nickname Motor City?
Pass.
In 1947, what was the first snack food deliberately sold for microwave cooking?
Popcorn.
All right. Got that in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. I know that you don't really like Halloween, so what are you going to do on Halloween night, Jessica?
Probably nothing. It's on a Sunday, and I have no kids, so I'll probably just relax.
Just you literally sound like exactly me. Like every year, it's like, that's not my favorite holiday. I mean,
yeah, Jose's like, I can't eat the candy.
Yeah, I can't really watch the movies. I like to dress up though.
Yeah,
maybe you and Jessica can spend Halloween together.
Hey, Jessica, are you single?
I am single.
Hey, Jessica, you're my girlfriend now.
Things move quickly with Jose. Yeah. Sorry about that,
Not
Jessica.
Just for Halloween, by the way, for keeps.
Yeah,
okay?
That is the consolation prize this entire week. So,
that's a horrible prize.
Well, it's Brooke's turn. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Today's World Opera Day. Soprano is the highest voice type in opera. What's the second highest?
Tenor.
Which state produces the majority of America's lobsters?
Maine.
When referring to military airplanes, what does the B stand for in B-52?
Bomber.
What famous crooner was nicknamed Old Blue Eyes?
Frank Sinatra.
Which place goes by the nickname Motor City?
Detroit.
In 1947, what was the first snack food deliberately sold for microwave cooking?
Pizza Pockets.
All right. Answers are in. We're going to the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
Batman.
Bolaños.
That was my entire 20s. All right, Jessica, you got one correct today.
Passed on a lot of those, Jessica.
Yeah, I was trying to get through.
Yeah.
No, you did good. Your pacing was amazing. Brooke, you got 4.
Hey. Sorry, Jessica. Let's go over the answers here for everybody. Today's World Opera Day, Soprano's the highest voice type. The second highest is mezzo-soprano.
It's technically...
How did you not know that one, Brooke?
I have a low voice.
Yeah. I know alto could be an answer.
The state that produces the majority of America's lobsters is Maine. They catch over 100 million pounds annually.
Wow.
In military airplanes, the B in B-52 bomber stands for bomber.
Huh.
There you go.
Bomber 52 bomber.
I think it's redundant. It's like ATM machine.
Yeah. The famous crooner nickname Old Blue Eyes is Frank Sinatra. Motor City is the nickname for Detroit because they helped industrialize the motor and vehicle industry. And the first snack food deliberately sold for microwave cooking happened in 1947. It was popcorn.
That checks out.
So good.
So Jessica, can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $25 Target gift card. But to be honest, if you just put on some khakis and a red shirt, I'm pretty sure you could just take anything you wanted from Target for free. But don't tell them I told you to do that.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Who's going to ask a question if you do that? No one. So you enjoy that, Jessica.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween. Or,
love you, babe. You know, I love you.
Sad Halloween. However you celebrate.
Stay away from clouds, my friend.
I'll see you soon, honey, when I come home, okay? Let's cook dinner together.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Aww. Kiss me back.
We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.